Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Gentleman's Game podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be analyzing the Indian ODI team and the probable 11 for the World Cup. The much-awaited ODI World Cup is just around the corner and the teams have started preparing for it. The men in blue have an ODI series against Sri Lanka and the Kiwis as part of the preparation. But the lack of 50-over games before this may come back to haunt them. It is not so much that they lack the one days, but the lack of first-team players in those series. The captain in most of these matches, Dhawan, has been dropped from the team altogether. Rohit, Kohli and Rahul have played very little 50-over games, while both Bumrah and Jadeja last played the format in July and have since been injured. Even though the fact that their star bowler and main all-rounder have been injured poses concern, others have risen to the occasion to replace them. Akshar Patel has performed brilliantly in all the white ball matches for the Indian team, with both bat and ball, and could even replace Jaddu, whereas Siraj and Arshadeep have led the pace attack in the 50-over and 20-over formats, respectively, in Bumrah's absence. With India resting many of their players for the last few one-day series, new names have come knocking at the door for the World Cup selection. Let us look at the probables for the World Cup. Among batters, Rohit Sharma has of course cemented his position at the top of the order, but Gill's form and his aggressive batting has kicked out his former opener, Dhawan. Ishan Kishan took the opportunity he got with both his hands, slamming a double century in the third one day against Bangladesh, but got dropped the next match when the captain and Gill, who can now be considered their first choice openers, returned. Kohli and Rahul are another two who have cemented their spots in the team, especially after their knocks in the series against Sri Lanka. The debate between Sky and Shreyas for the number four spot continues. Sky has performed consistently in the smallest format, but is yet to bring his form into the 50-over game, whereas Iyer has taken his chances in this format. Hardik Pandya looks to have cemented his spot at 6, especially in the absence of another genuine all-rounder, but Hooda provides a strong backup. Rahul is likely to be the first-team keeper, with Ishan Kishan's batting performance against Bangladesh cementing his spot as the backup. But an injury to either of them could bring Sanju into consideration, considering that he was their main keeper until Ishan Kishan's double turn. Tripathi and Patidar are another two players who could come into the squad in case of an injury. Akshar Patel's strong performances provide a real threat to Jadeja's usually assured spot. India have an abundance of spin bowling all-rounders, with Washington Sundar's performances last year bringing him into consideration. The lack of a fast-bowling all-rounder, though, at number 8, could well mean India play with three spinners, two of Akshar, Jadeja and Sundar. They could also play with both Chahal and Kuldeep, but that would make their tail long, and so it might be a direct contest between the two for the other spinner role. Chahal has usually been India's first choice, but his lack of wickets and Kuldeep's match-winning performances against Sri Lanka tip the scales in his favour. India's pace bowling stocks in the series against Sri Lanka consist of Shami, Siraj, Umran Malik and Arshadeep, with Umran's pace proving the difference between him and Arshadeep. The absence of the three starters, Shardul Thakur, Prasidh Krishna and Bumrah, is a real cause of concern for India, especially if they cannot get enough one days before the World Cup. If Thakur is fit and ready for the World Cup, he could slot right back into the 11 at number 8. But if he is not, they will have to look for a replacement and fast, considering all their current fast bowlers cannot bat at 8 and it would make a very long tail. Chahar could be a real contender there for that spot, while they could also play a second spin bowling all-rounder. Prasidh Krishna has performed well when given the opportunity, which is reflected on a superb strike rate of 27. Bumrah will surely slot back into the 11 on his return, which could lead to a four-way fight between Siraj, Shami, Umran Malik and Prasidh Krishna for their one other pace bowling slot, unless one of their batting significantly improves. Umran's pace could be the X factor, but the run he leaks due to that pace could also lead to his downfall. If everyone is fit, India's 11 could look like this. Opening will be Rohit and Gill, with Virat coming one down. With his current performances, Shreyas comes in at 4, with Rahul at 5. Hardik and Jadhu will be the two all-rounders, with Thakur at 8. It will be a tough fight for the spinner slot, but Kuldeep Yadav looks more suited for this team currently. Bumrah will slot right back into the team, but I expect Siraj to retain his place, with India needing an opening bowler rather than a bowler who bowls in the middle overs and the death, who are Prasidh Krishna and Umran Malik. India's main batters, Rohit, Kohli and Rahul, cannot afford to miss ODI series anymore, and India will really hope that the quicks Prasidh, Thakur and Bumrah, as well as Jadeja, recover before the ODI series against Australia, so that they can get some game time under their belts before the selectors have to make the tough choices for the World Cup squad.